word will give you wisdom for tomorrow today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. We're so excited to begin another year with this ministry. And I want to take a moment to say thank you to everyone that has supported this ministry over the last year and will continue to support us this year. We have a few folks that send us a gift every month to help keep this program on the air. And you can help us too. Just contact us through the website and we'll let you know how you can do that. And we would appreciate that so much. Thank God that He's blessing this ministry. And as we continue on, we believe God is going to do great things. We do want to remind you that we're still offering our little prayer journals. We have a number of them left, and we'd like to get them into your hands. All you need to do is contact us, and we'll send you one of these little prayer journals. Now, these are just little notebooks you can slide in your shirt pocket. They fit in a purse. I carry one inside one of my little calendars where I can see it every day. And pray for people as they say, would you pray for me? And I can write them down. On Wednesday evening when we have our prayer meeting, I write our prayer list in my little prayer journal. And so I'd like to get one of these to you. Just simply contact us. There's a couple of ways you can do that. And we'd like to know where you're hearing our program today. But you can just write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, in Clewiston, Florida. Let me give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, in Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Now, you can just contact us through the website at considerhisword.org. Just click Contact Us and write to us from there. Send us an address and that you'd like to receive the prayer journals, and we'll get that out to you just as quick as we can. Or just simply email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. We're going to begin a new series, and this series will probably take us 3 or 4 weeks, about the Word of God. You know, the whole reason for this program is to help encourage people to consider what God says in His Word. And I believe God's Word is worth considering. And what I mean by consider is to take what God says and think it through and then trust God about it. I believe the Word of God. I believe the Bible is the Word of God. And I love the Scripture. I read it every day. I hope that you do. And I believe that it is the Word of God. In fact, I believe it has a number of characteristics. Hebrews 4:12, let's start there, says the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The Bible says the Word of God is quick. It means that it's living, that the Word of God is something that can speak to you and can encourage you and can bless you and can help grow you. It will build your faith as you read the Word of God. And I hope this year that you started reading the Bible every day. And, you know, sometimes when people hear that, they're kind of intimidated. They think, well, I got to read a whole book or a whole chapter or whatever. And many people read through the Bible in a year. I did that for many years. I'm not doing that this year. I have another program I'm using to read the Bible every day. And there are so many of them out there. And so I want to encourage you to find a way, find a plan that you can spend some time in the Word of God every day. You don't have to read 4 or 5 chapters. You don't have to read whole books. Just read a few verses every day. There's many apps out there and websites and, of course, Bibles that you can read and have available to just be in the Scripture every day. I want to give you a couple characteristics of the Word of God. I believe that the Word of God is indelible. By that, I mean that it's unchanging. The Bible doesn't change. You're not going to get an updated version of the Bible, or you're not going to get like the 5th edition of the Bible and where they change some of it. It doesn't change like that. The Word of God, although there may be different versions, the versions don't even change. Over the years since we've had the Word of God, thousands of years, the Bible has not changed. And we have that promise. Psalm 119:89 says, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." It's forever and it's settled. It's not going to be changed. I believe God has given us everything that he wants us to know in the Word of God. Listen, be careful when somebody comes around and says, "Oh, God told me whatever." If it doesn't line up with the Word of God, it didn't come from God. We had someone here in our community, came to our church, and they said, I have a message. And they thought that God had given them something different that did not line up with the Word of God. And I told them, listen, if God wanted us to know this, he would have given it to us in his Word. If it doesn't come from the Word of God, don't trust it. 1 Peter 1:25 says, "The word of the Lord endureth forever, and this is the word by the gospel is preached unto you." God doesn't change his word, and the Bible hasn't changed. It is indelible. The Bible also, I believe, is infallible. I don't believe that the word of God would fail. That's what I mean by infallible. There are no mistakes. There's nothing where God says, "Oh, I didn't mean that." No, the Word of God is infallible. Jesus said, Matthew 24:35, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away." And so the Word of God is infallible. His Word is true. His Word is pure. And you can trust the Word of God. I believe it's inspired. 2 Timothy 3:16 says this, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness." By inspiration, the Bible says that it is inspired. It means that it is God-breathed. It comes from God himself. Now, certainly, God used some 40 authors, men and women, by the way, 40 authors to pen the Word of God over a period of thousands of years. He gave us the Word of God, and the Bible says it's good for you. It's profitable for you for doctrine, that's for teaching. It's profitable for reproof, and God's going to tell you when you're doing things wrong. It's good for correction. He'll tell you how to do them right. And instruction in righteousness. In the Word of God, the Lord will show you how to live for him. I believe the Bible is inspired, and that no other word is inspired like the Bible. It is God-breathed and given to us from the very mouth of the Word of God. I have heard in the past singers who said, the songs that I write are as inspired as the Bible. Don't believe it. That's not true. The Word of God is inspired of God, given to us by God. I believe the Bible is also inerrant. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in them. And many people will go through and try to find error and try to find mistakes in the Word of God. And they're just not there. They will look for inconsistencies. And, you know, I realize that you can take certain scriptures and twist them around and make them seem to be contradictory, but in reality, they're not. When you understand Bible history and you understand history, they are not contradictory. Bible does not contradict science. Now, it contradicts the ideas of man, but when you understand the true science and the science from observation, the things that we can see, you'll find that the Bible is correct every time. The Bible told us things about science long before men ever discovered them, and we must not confuse the science of man and the truth of science and the truth of the Word of God. So I believe the Bible is true. It's going to give us exactly what we need. You don't need other books that many claim have come from God. It is the Bible that's inspired. It is the Bible that is indelible. It's the Bible that's infallible. It's the Bible that is inerrant. And because of these things, you can trust the Word of God. There's no sense in going back and try to prove the Word of God. You can do that if you want to, and the Bible will prove true every time. Over generations, the Bible will prove true every time. And so you can trust the Word of God. As you read it, ask God to show you what He wants you to know. You can live by the Word of God. And I'll tell you, I will admit, sometimes it's a struggle. In this modern world that we live, in the modern age that we live, so many things are contrary to God and contrary to the Word of God that it takes some courage to obey the Word of God, and it takes some courage sometimes just to trust the Word of God. When you look back in the book of Joshua, God encouraged Joshua to just trust Him and to have courage to obey the Word of God. I find it interesting that God told him to be courageous in understanding the Word of God. We go back to Joshua chapter 1, and he said in verse 9, "Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest." You back up a few verses. He said, "Be strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law." And I'll admit, sometimes it takes some courage to stand up and be obedient to what God is telling you to do. It goes against the grain. Sometimes people are not going to understand. And when I say people, I mean people in your own family, people in your work, people in your neighborhood. You know, people don't understand why you might go to church on Sunday, or they don't understand why you won't go out and drink with them, or why you won't go and do certain things. It's because you're trying to live according to the Word of God. And I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you to read the Word of God. I want to encourage you to study the Word of God. And you can do that right here on this program as each week we open the Bible and consider His Word.
His Word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His Word will give you hope so you can face another day. His Word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His Word will give you joy. His Word will grow your faith. Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider His Word.
Consider His Word.